score. She's down to her final shot here. Can you believe it? The American Ninja Warrior podcast starts now.
Today on the American Ninja Warrior podcast, we're going over the Cincinnati qualifiers. I'm your host, Nikki Lee, editor of ANWNation.com, and I'm talking with Michelle Warnke. Season 11 is Michelle's seventh season on the show. Her return in qualifiers was pretty darn unforgettable. She hit her head on the ring swing obstacle and was bleeding above and below her eye, yet she barely flinched. Michelle hit the buzzer while looking like some kind of Viking warrior. Today, we're going to catch up on how she's doing and learn more about life as one of Ninja Warrior's pioneering women. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I wanted to go back and talk a little bit about your Cincinnati qualifiers run. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Another buzzer under the belt.
Oh, great. Yes.
This time the course wanted a PCO.
Just a little piece. Yep.
Can you walk us through what happened? And I'll just tell you from my perspective, I was watching from the sidelines and I know you're going to do great. So I'm kind of like slowly cruising along behind you. And I see the producers all of a sudden like throwing you towels between each obstacles. And I'm like, she didn't get wet. I know the course would have turned red if she touched the water. So I was so confused until I found a monitor to look at and I saw it from the front side and you were bleeding everywhere. Take us through that run.
Yes. So I got up to the second obstacle and my first thought was, I was nervous if I jumped back that I might rehook the ring. And so I kind of actually fell into the ring. I was planning on doing a jump, but trying to avoid the ring and stay straight and lost balance. And just as I started falling forward, just pushed off the platform. So it took me an extra swing to get to the first one. Transferred over to the second one and just did a big hop up with the ring. And all of a sudden, bam, hit my face. I remember thinking, oh, that was hard. and then I don't know if it was when I was going to land or if it was once I landed. I just remember feeling a lot of stuff coming down my face, being like, is that blood? And trying, like, I was just thinking, I need to see. How am I going to be able to see? It's balance next, and that's kind of important to see. So I just remember trying to, like, wipe off what's on my face, realizing it's definitely blood, and just, okay, God, not sure what to do here. And and then I hear Adam yell, Michelle, Michelle, and they threw me a towel. I was like, thank you so much.
How did it feel to get to that buzzer in the most dramatic fashion you could get to it?
It felt great. It was a fun course, and it, you know, you can never, ever take a buzzer for granted. And so being able to hit buzzers back-to-back years, too, was really special because it had been a while from my first buzzer to my second one. So being able to come back the next year and hit another one and in my home state just was so, so special to me.
How many stitches did you end up with?
I got 6 stitches on the top and then 2 on the bottom. And everyone at the hospital was like, what'd you do? What's this from? And then they had all heard, we're trying to, like, not share too much, but they had heard Ninja was in town. And they were like, oh, so an obstacle hit you? Like, yeah, it wasn't the smartest thing. But we'll be good. I'll go back and I'll be fine.
No concussion or anything like that? Lingering effects?
Not that I know of. No, I felt totally fine. Like, I still have a bump there. And it's still tender if I hit it, but yeah, it's totally fine.
One thing that run absolutely speaks to is the focus that you have when you're on the course. And that's not something that I think you can just have on the course. Mm. So how do you develop that focus, that ability to dial in and push something that's so distracting? Because I have seen other competitors hurt themselves on the course or be bleeding on the course, and it completely takes away the rest of their run. They just can't set aside that moment, really. How were you able to focus, hone in, get the job done?
Yeah, definitely lifted up some prayers. Just God help me on this. Yeah, I mean, I remember thinking, okay, the next one's balance. Is blood going to be coming down? Even as I was wiping blood away, is blood going to be coming down while I'm trying to go across balance? So definitely, I think the peace from sending up some prayers as well as the support, you know, sidelines and like the fans were all just super encouraging, and being definitely having a towel to be able to wipe off a little blood helped a little bit. But yeah, a lot of prayers and each obstacle, just, hey, God, I'm going to give it everything I got. You know, if you're willing, bless it and give me strength. And we'll figure out all the rest of the stuff later.
You and I were talking after this run, and you said something I thought was interesting, was that you can't always tell what's me versus what's God in me.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Yeah, so because I've been a Christian for so long, my goal following Jesus is to be as much like Jesus as possible. And so there's a lot of tendencies I naturally have that God is able to help me not follow. And so if people give me credit for something, it's like, no, it's really not me. You know, like, this is not from my own power, my own strength. There's so many times if I'm tired or if, you know, I'm an introvert. Most people don't realize that, but like, I'm not someone who loves, like, I love being an athlete, competing, things like that, but yeah, I don't love being stared at, you know, like having tons of people watch you run. I'm the person that likes to work out all by myself and, you know, no one even knows I'm working out or whatever. So now, yeah, naturally being an introvert, there's a lot of times where maybe I want to naturally keep to myself. And I remember our youth pastor always saying, you know, at the end of the church service, don't go and talk to your friends right away. Go find the people that are new, that don't know anybody, that are standing by themselves, and go say hi to them, you know. And that has always stuck with me. And there's so many lessons from other friends, other family members, my parents, as well as just things God has taught me over the years. And so literally, if anyone gives me a compliment, like, it's God, you know. I really can't take credit, because it's like, no, I naturally probably would not be that way, you know. Yeah. So it is hard to separate. Pretty much if it's a good thing, it's probably by the grace of God.
It's pretty funny you describe yourself as an introvert who doesn't like being looked at while you do your runs, and you've chosen to become an American Ninja Warrior.
Right. So that was not the plan. It's funny because if I'm working birthday parties at our gym or something, you know, everyone's super excited. Hey, can we see you do this obstacle? Can we see you do this obstacle? And I'm like, okay, well, let me warm up. And just to warn you, like, I'm a little shy. And they're like, right, whatever. You've been on American Ninja Warrior. I'm like, no, I'm actually pretty shy. Like, I generally don't like to work out with people watching me. You know, I'm a runner. You go run by yourself. Or if you're running with friends, like, people aren't watching you run. So it is just a very different ballgame for me. And yeah, I'd get nervous with people watching.
How do you overcome that nervousness?
Lots of prayer. Yeah. And I mean, when you're in the zone, I think it's different when you're on the course. You are dialed in, you're focused, you have your goals. You're not really thinking about the cameras, the lights, the people watching. You're just on the course. But if I'm in the gym or, you know, something that's not as big of a stage, I'm just naturally a shy one, you know. I'm naturally the one like, oh no, you guys can like go show off over there. And you're not show off, but like, you guys can go do obstacles over there. Hey, you guys all watch the I'll be over here like doing my own thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just my natural tendency, but working on that, you know, just to encourage others however I can.
So you've owned a gym, correct? Yeah. So how long have you owned your gym for?
For 4 years now.
Okay.
Yeah. All and right. I hosted For 2 years before that, I hosted events at a climbing gym.
Okay.
And then from there, with Chris and Brian Wolcheski, we opened a gym.
And you are considered one of the first women to open a Ninja Warrior gym. And it's something that you've spoken about before. But one thing I was curious about is what it's like being a woman opening a gym.
Yeah.
Especially back when the sport was definitely dominated by men at that point in time.
For sure.
What was that experience like to kind of be this elder stateswoman, as they call you on the show, but this elder stateswoman in business as well for Ninja Warrior?
Yeah. It definitely... It was interesting, you know, in a lot of ways. It's, hey, we're all athletes, we're all ninjas, but at the same time, as a female, I might have some different perspectives or opinions, and so kind of putting those out there and you know, sometimes if, you know, we're discussing topics and not talking with like business partners, but just in general with other gym owners, things like that, I might just have a different perspective, or just the way I deal with things might be differently. And of course, personality plays into that too. But it definitely, you know, I'm not as much of like a sarcastic person, you know, and like I from hanging out with a lot of guys generally tend to be a little more sarcastic. Not a bad thing, just a, you know, like a fun aspect. And so, you know, but I grew up in a neighborhood of guys, so being kind of used to that, but switching over to like, okay, in the business world, also getting used to that. And just a lot of different things. Nothing negative, just different, you know, mm-hmm. and just, okay, I'm the only female here giving my opinion on, you know, this subject. If we're like, you know, if it's a group discussing things, all these gym owners. So it's been really amazing to get to see the sport grow and so many more gyms. Like, we've talked with so many people who've been doing this for 7, 8 years, 9 years, and it's crazy. It's crazy how much this has grown. You know, people now will be like, oh yeah, there's not a ninja gym nearby me. I'm like, yeah, when I first started, like the closest ninja gym was 9 hours away, you know. Now if it's not within 1 or 2 hours, people are surprised, right. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
For me, my way to fix it was just start building obstacles. So it's been really neat to see a lot of women also coming out for ninja, but then also starting to be gym owners and be able to share that with them, you know. It's just a cool bond. And being able to share, and I mean, I don't always share the same opinions with other women too, mm-hmm. so I think it's good to have all different perspectives. So I really appreciate getting to hear, you know, the guy perspective or different people's thoughts, and as well getting to hear other females' perspectives. And just, it's just been awesome to now not feel like, oh, I'm the only female, you know. So it's nice to just have more women doing that with us.
Can you think of an example or a time that you needed to kind of get your different perspective in there, into the conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's been a lot of discussions in leagues as far as, do you, because ninja is a very tricky sport in the sense of men and women competing together, because that's not a common thing in any, mm-hmm. you know, in any other athletic competition. And so figuring out, as we're doing leagues at the gyms, do we make things different, you know? Mm-hmm. So initially we kind of voted on, okay, do we separate them as far as prizes, and do we separate them as far as scoring? And we decided yes. And then it was, well, do we allow there to be any changes in the course for women? And my perspective, honestly, was, yes, I want the women to be challenged, but I also don't want to hold the men back. Mm. So, like, for example, a 14, 15-foot tall wall is going to challenge a lot of women. A lot of athletic guys, it's not going to challenge them.
Right.
And so, you know, my opinion would be, I think sometimes there should be the opportunity to have differences in courses so that the guys get challenged as much as the girls are challenged. Mm-hmm. And again, that's just my perspective. Tons of people have very different perspectives, and just discussing that and working through that and seeing what's the best. And so I believe the National Ninja League has said there's a few different aspects that each gym can decide and say, hey, you are allowed to change this, or you can keep it the same.
Right.
So I think that's a good middle ground. And, you know, so that was a big discussion, just figuring out, because it's a sensitive issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's still sensitive here on the show.
Yeah. Yep. Very much so. Yeah.
You're obviously a natural athlete, a natural ninja warrior. Do you feel like you were a natural businesswoman as well?
No. Yeah, when I first felt like I was supposed to open a gym, I kind of argued with God. I was like, God, I really have no desire to do this. Are you sure you want me to do this? Please don't make me. And it was cool, though, because
please don't make me.
That was kind of my prayer. But the cool thing is, God is so much wiser. And there's so, like, being an English teacher, I was an English teacher overseas in Kazakhstan for 5 years. And I naturally, I mean, I never planned on being an English teacher, and I don't love lesson planning and things like that. And some of my teammates were teachers, and they loved lesson planning, and they loved doing these things, and blew my mind. And so it was always a challenge for me, but at the same time, it was so good. And so there's a lot of times God puts me in a position where it's far from easy, and it's far from my comfort zone, but it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, I have to rely on God. I have to rely on so many others to help me with it. And so I've learned a lot through becoming a business owner and a gym owner. And I've had so many people. I mean, Chris and Brian have been with me through thick and thin. And my parents have walked with me through so much, the people at our gym. And so it's been amazing to see, even if you don't have what you think it takes, you know, God provides enough.
Right.
And so that's been, like, yeah, I really don't feel like I've ever been in a comfort zone in my life. You know, like, you have a few comfort zones at times, but I feel like God's always put me in a place where it's like, no, I'm not comfortable, but you can use me this way by God's grace.
Right. What part of business ownership do you feel like was the biggest learning curve for you?
Oh my goodness. Wow. I feel like I can make a list.
All of it.
All of it. No. I mean, again, it's been cool having business partners where each one has their specialty. So I feel like for me, yeah, I mean, I've learned a lot with just leases, trying to find a building space. Both times when we've been working on finding a building space is, and it's, I mean, it's not easy for anyone when the market's rough, you know. So it's not necessarily something I'm bad at, but it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. But really, honestly, marketing and promoting, I'm terrible at. Like, if I'm excited about something, I'll talk about it, but I'm not one to be like, I don't know. My brain just doesn't, like, oh, how can I get this out there, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, it's fun. If you want to come join, you know, whatever. So I'm trying to work on, you know, at least having people in place that are better with marketing, you know, using their skills and abilities to get word out more. As well, my mom has been huge, and Brian has been huge with helping with finances. And, yeah, I mean, like, emails, phone calls, all that, being able to delegate that to staff. So I think, I mean, initially, I actually liken it to having a baby. 'Cause I've heard so many times where moms say they just get so burnt out. They're so focused on their child, they don't take care of themselves. Mm. And that was my initial first probably year, 2 years, is I wasn't sleeping much. You know, everything was about the gym. And I was just exhausted and feeling pretty burnt out. But at the same time, it was good, you know. And so learning that balance, so maybe even the balance aspect was one thing I'm not good at, of just, okay, where's that balance of taking care of yourself while at the same time nurturing this new gym that's coming up, and definitely making sure you utilize, you know, so many people want to help. And I've had so many people at our gym now, like, hey, if there's any way we can help, let us know. And that's been amazing. And so if people want to help, letting them, you know, but, and so, like, not being afraid to ask for it, but at the same time knowing when is a good time to, and just balancing all that.
At what point did you feel like you found that balance, or do you feel like you found that balance?
So ironically, I after Vegas 2 or 3 years ago, I had to go to the ER because my tonsils had swollen. So I, even applesauce and drinking water was too painful. Mm. And I was a wreck. I was actually in the hospital and someone recognized me from the show and I felt terrible because I'm literally laying down on the bench miserable and they're like, hi, Michelle, like, you know, I recognize you from Ninja. I'm sorry you feel miserable right now. It was like, hi. being in the ER and realizing I had been so sleep deprived, I had not been prioritizing sleep enough, that my body just started to completely not shut down, but it was starting to cause some problems. So now, like from then on, I had to get sleep. There's been one or two times in the past 2 or 3 years since then where I started to not get enough sleep and I could feel my throat starting to swell up. And it was like, okay, drop everything. I have to sleep now. And so honestly, that has been huge. That has, like, as soon as I started getting more sleep, I'm like, oh, I'm human again. This is great. You know, this is what it feels like to, like, and I think sleep is something not enough people talk about in the health world. You know, it's almost sometimes like you can brag like, oh, I only got 4 hours last night, right?
Yeah.
It's like, that's not a good thing, actually,
right.
You know? And so for me, it was, okay, I used to prioritize work over sleep. No. Or people over sleep or whatever it was. Sleep was not my highest priority. And so now it's been, I don't care what's going on. I have to sleep. And if I didn't get good sleep last night, I am making myself sleep good tonight. Because if not, I will be back in the ER, you know? And so that's really helped me balance everything else because you feel more alive and awake and alert. And obviously, you know, if you have a baby or other things going on, there's times where you don't have the option of sleeping.
Right.
You know, if you're working too much or whatever, there's certain times where you have to just go without as much sleep, but keeping that as minimal as possible.
Right. That's been a key to helping you.
Yeah. That has helped so much.
Business.
Yeah.
So at this point, do you feel like, using the metaphor that your gym is your baby, do you feel like your baby is up and walking? Do you feel like it's taking on a life of its own?
Kind of, but because we've been working on hopefully moving to a new space, it almost feels like the baby went to the hospital and needs like a heart transplant or something. I don't know. Sorry, that might be extreme. I don't even know how you would describe it. But like, yeah, the past year and a half, I don't know if weight is the right word because I have been constantly giving it up to God and praying about it. But I mean, kind of a weight of, hey, I have, you know, 20 employees and several hundred members who are hoping and planning this gym, you know, is going to keep going and get bigger, you know, soon. And when a lease is about to be done and not knowing where you're going, it's not just you who might be homeless, you know, it's literally hundreds of people that it affects. And so that's been a huge weight. And really, God and I have had lots of prayer times, lots of cry times, lots of up and downs. And thankfully, things are looking good right now. We're signing an extension, and then we also are in the works for a new spot. So just continuing to pray that works out. And again, if things don't work out, trusting God with whatever is down the road next.
Right. So you've spoken a lot about God getting you through Ninja Warrior obstacles, making you open a gym whether you wanted to or not.
Right.
Does that kind of manifest in your personal life as well?
Yeah, for sure. God, like, I'm stubborn. I tend to be stubborn. The joke when I was a kid was my mom, well, there's a few jokes, but when I was a kid, I would hold my breath, and the longer I held my breath meant the longer I was going to scream. And my mom also said one time I was so upset I threw up, and she made me clean it up, and then I never did that again.
I like your mom's style.
So, yeah. Thankfully, my mom knew how to deal with me, and she was definitely always the mom who, I don't want to break the spirit of the horse, you know, I want to correct it and help it grow, but I don't want to break it. So it's like, yeah, I have a strong will, strong passions, things like that, but, you know, finding the right niche for those. So, yeah, no, I definitely, and with God, there's so many times where I feel him, like, I feel like I'm supposed to do this, and I'll kind of argue with him a little bit, or, you know, not even argue because I know he's going to win, but, you know, I'll kind of, I just, you know, my human nature, I'm like, oh, God, but that's hard, or I'm struggling with this, or whatever. Just trusting God with every single aspect, you know, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a gym, you know, whether it's athletics, ninja. Ninja doesn't always go how we want it to go, you know? Ninja's full of disappointment. It's literally a sport of disappointment. There's very few winners ever. And so even the best generally end the season sad. And so working through that as well, you oftentimes don't meet your goals and struggling with that. And okay, what does that look like for the future? What are my goals next year? I also do obstacle course racing. I'm on the Conquer the Gauntlet pro team. And okay, now focusing on OCRs and trying to do my best there and just asking God to help me with that balance of I want to be an athlete, but I also want to be a business partner, owner. And obviously I want to have friends, you know, focus on my boyfriend, focus on my family, finding the balance of all those things. God really helps direct that.
So what are your goals for the coming year then?
For 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, man. In everything?
Yeah. you hinted at some goals.
Yeah.
No, in everything. So, I mean, you're a multifaceted person. Yeah. You're more than what we see just on the show.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. With the gym, definitely, I would love to get this new space up and running. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about the possibility. But again, knowing anything can happen, I'm going to do everything I can to make it happen. But I would love to expand Movement Lab Ohio and be able to give more opportunities. There's so many things that we want to offer that we just don't have the time in the schedule or the space to do. So just exploring that. We're also going to be hosting another competition. I don't know if you saw the Arnold Sports Festival. We hosted a competition there. Got really good feedback from the athletes. I met a guy, Joel, and so we've started dating, so definitely would love to see where that goes. And
I know. You can lay out an expectation for him, and then he has to do it.
Like, no pressure, Joel. Yeah, no, well, and I really loved what someone said to me one time. They said, a lot of times when you're dating, people call it a success if it works out and a failure if it doesn't. But really the purpose of dating is figuring out if it will work out or not.
Yeah.
So whether it works out or not, dating is successful if you've discovered if it'll work out or not, if that made any sense.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's okay if, you know, really, and I'm not in that place at all right now, but it's okay if relationships don't work out, because the whole purpose of dating is deciding if you think you want to pursue it more. So yeah, and then Ninja, would definitely love to hit more buzzers. A goal, definitely a huge goal, is Vegas. Vegas has been a roller coaster ride, so I every year know that I have the potential to complete it and just keep not doing it. Different things go, like I make a mistake or something happens, whatever. So I would love to just be able to put stage one in Vegas together and finally be able to get to play on stage two and maybe someday stage three.
Do you think there's been a missing piece for your Vegas experiences?
No, I think each year is different. So like first year I was on cloud nine beforehand. We had just had like our first huge ninja prayer meeting and I was just like so excited. I didn't even care about the course. So I hopped up there, like ran, jumped on the trampoline and was like, oh, yeah, I didn't really jump. You know, I was kind of like, oh, I am in the water. Now my Vegas experience is done. And then other years I remembered watching other girls go and they were taking their time. And so there's been times where I'm like, I gotta go quick. And so I rush it. The jumping spider, I rushed. And I was still, even though I made the propeller jump, I was still terrified of it in my mind and was still thinking about it. And I didn't transition to thinking about the spider. So I just got to the spider, rushed, jump into it, and missed. And then the next night got to try it for a practice thing and got it first try. But again, it's like, okay, so mentally in my head, I know these things I can do. I think a lot of times I make a miscalculation or I rush it because I am a runner. So things I naturally think of is you got to go quick. You can't take much time. You can't stall. So sometimes that causes mistakes. But yeah, I just putting it all together and somehow making it happen.
It sounds like you've been on a learning curve that's still that's still going for Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's weird because I mean, for several years, it was like, I felt like stage one, other than the trampolines, which I've gotten better at, but other than the trampolines, I felt really good about stage one. And like every year, honestly, that I've come in, it's like, okay, yeah, I can do this. And then it just doesn't happen. But I mean, that is also ninja. There's one small miscalculation, one small misstep, incorrect move, whatever, and you're done. And so you get one shot and that's it. So just, yeah, somehow doing something different next time.
But as we've learned today, you are very stubborn.
So. Yes, definitely stubborn. Well, and have you seen The Dawn Wall?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So The Dawn Wall is a movie about a rock climber who has been working on a project, a massive, super impressive project for years and years and years and years. And basically his journey to get to that project and his journey to hopefully complete it. If you haven't seen it yet, I'm not going to spoil it. So. But so I saw The Dawn Wall like a year ago or something, and I generally don't use the word inspired just because I'm pretty driven. So I don't really ever necessarily feel inspired. And I feel weird because I know it's like a big buzzword. I guess, use the word encourage because if I'm already driven, I already want to do it. I'm already ready to go. But if there's a point where I'm feeling discouraged and someone comes in and encourages me, I guess that's more how I look at it. It probably means the same thing. But when I saw The Dawn Wall, though, I actually felt like I understood what the word inspire means. Okay. That was probably one of the only times in my life it was like, whoa, that actually is inspiring to me. Because he worked on a project for like 7-8 years and devoted so much time and had so many failures and so many heartbreaks, and it was so impressive. And it just felt very much like ninja, because whether it's me, whether it's someone else, a lot of us ninjas have talked, you know, if you make it to Vegas, there's so many ninjas who would kill to be in, not kill, but you know, there's so many ninjas who would love to be in your position if you make it to Vegas.
Right.
If you make it on the show on a city, you know, there's so many ninjas who would love to just be able to run a city course. If you make it on the TV show and they show you, there's so many people who would love to have their run shown, even if they got to run the course. If you make it to stage 3 but fall early, you know, so many ninjas would love to be there, but that person is still disappointed because mm-hmm. they did not reach their goal. And so I really felt like The Dawn Wall movie really correlated well to ninja, because it is so much disappointment and dealing with that disappointment and getting better and working hard to improve yourself and get past that disappointment and help others get past that disappointment and just keep pushing and doing your best. And even if you never reach that goal, you know, some people are never going to get their goals, but still the journey, the process of getting better while trying to reach your goals is what matters.
So the next time we'll see you is when you return to Cincinnati for the city finals.
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
I am. It always feels good to come off a buzzer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm very excited to be back in Cincy. And, I mean, I love being in Ohio. I love Ohio. A little biased. And just having so many friends and family there, anything can happen. You know, I hope it goes well, but you never know. You could literally fall on the first step. You could complete the course. You never know.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It was so great to learn more about you.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Next week, we're circling back to Los Angeles for the first of the city finals rounds. Can you believe we're there already? This is where things start to get serious in the competition, so don't miss it.
Shot here. Can you believe-